In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill PDC World Darts Championship podcast. It's the first in a series of podcasts. We'll be doing this every day throughout the tournament, or every day that there's darting action at the Ali Pali anyway. And we'll be bringing you player interviews. There'll be previews from Rod Harrington, match reaction as well, and plenty more to come throughout the next few weeks. And we can start by hearing from some of those players now, and we'll begin with 16-time world champion Phil Taylor, who heads the betting at 2-1 to regain his world championship crown, and he's in the company of Dave Luddy.
Phil, who are your biggest rivals for the title?
I think now, I mean, well, you've got to say Gary and Adrian and Michael. I think Barney will have a little bit of a resurge this world championships. But to be quite honest with you, they're all good players. Young Darren Webb's just playing out his skin. Michael Smith can play out his skin, hasn't played so well just lately. Wadey's having a little bit of a resurge. You know, they're all good players now. And if you're not 100% on your game, you're going to get beat.
Phil, you're in terrific form. 7 titles this year, including the Grand Slam and World Match Play. You're the favourite to recapture the William Hill World Championship. How do you cope with being the man to beat every time?
Because I don't think like that. I don't think I'm the man to beat. I think, you know, whoever my first round opponent is, and that's the person I think is the man to beat, you know, the one in front of you. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get ready for this fella and give him the utmost respect and go out there and play out my skin.
How do you prepare for the biggest tournament of the year?
Well, for me, I mean, it's different this year. My mum, she's seriously ill. But what I'll be doing is practising during the day, having a little nod off, and then going to see mum about 7 till about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then I'll probably be in bed for 10, and that's what my preparation will be. I won't be going out anywhere, I won't be going meals or pubs or out like that. I'll be staying in the house and concentrating and getting ready, getting rest as well. The whole year takes its toll on you.
I know you used to do a lot of gym and a lot of physical work as well. Not going to happen this year?
I've got a gym in the house. I've just bought a new treadmill and cross trainer, which is in my house, so in the morning I'll be doing about 20 minutes on probably cross trainer and the treadmill, probably 20 minutes each. Just loosen my body up a little bit, and then I'll be doing my practicing. And then I'll be doing, having a little kip, breakfast, kip, practice, breakfast, you know, whatever, you know, dinner, whatever, and then trying as if I can, get as much rest as I can now.
So many times a world champion. Do you have any special rituals as you prepare for the big event?
No. I just practice how I feel, really. I mean, if I'm practicing and it's going well, then I don't overdo it. I don't want to burn out. Rest is very important, as much as practice now at my age. So it's about getting in there, not having tired eyes, being fit and healthy. Try not to get the flu if you can.
And going into, say, the first round, how vulnerable, not just yourself, but all the top players over the short format, and half the time you don't know who you're going to play?
Everybody's vulnerable. Everybody's twitchy, trust me. Everybody'll be dead nervous. Everybody'll be, you know, wondering what's going to happen. Because with me, I'm going to get an opponent, no matter who I play, is going to try out their skin. They are going to try the socks off, and they always do. And 9 times out of 10, I don't get an easy game, you know. I get players who don't play like that normally. But that's what I have to cope with, and you have to deal with it and get on with it.
But the experience must help.
It does help, and it helps me having a name. Because it's a lot of players say, you know, they don't just play me, you know, the board, they play me. And you know, it does give me that little bit of an advantage. Now and again, they do miss the odd dart at doubles. Thank God.
So do you really put the pressure on them in that way?
Yeah, I don't. They do it themselves. Just by playing, like Eric did, you know, you're playing Eric Bristow, so it was in the mind. But I don't put any pressure on them. They put the pressure on themselves.
Is it like, oh my goodness, I'm playing Phil Taylor, he's won this world title so many times?
I think they do, yeah. See, I don't know how they think, but I think they do. Players tell me that's what the way they think. You know, it's not just playing someone in a dartboard, they're playing you. Because you've got this big reputation. I mean, the older pros don't care less now because they play me that many times. But the younger ones coming through, yeah, they'll think about it. But now and again, they play out the skin and they beat you.
72 players from 24 countries in this William Hill World Championship. Why has darts become so popular in the United Kingdom and now it's spreading all over
the world? I think it's just because people can come out and enjoy themselves and, you know, get the face on TV, you know. And it's lovely. I mean, what's nice for me is turning around and seeing people enjoy themselves. It's weird, you know, because you don't see the world's changed and there's so many miserable people out there now. Then you're on stage and you're looking around and you've got like 5,000-6,000 people with a smile on their face and enjoying themselves. And it's easy to follow.
And do you enjoy seeing them enjoy you playing well?
I do. I love it. Yeah, I mean, the biggest feeling in the world, best feeling in the world, is when you're playing well. And you get that admiration, you know what I mean? Because people come out to watch somebody perform at the best. And if you do that, they're in awe.
So many world titles. What is it over the years that has kept you, really, apart from the rest, up the top of the tree?
My mum. God, I don't go back home. And plus, I don't just think about myself. All right, this World Championships is important, but I also think about the people like sponsors. They're the ones who have been backing you all year, giving you money to play and, you know, sponsoring you for a lot of money. You know, it isn't just myself that I have to think about. I've got Bob who drives for me, my daughter, my son that work for me. You know, you've got other people to think about as well besides yourself.
Phil, we've been chatting for so many years, and every year I'm astonished. And I tell you why I'm astonished. You always maintain this wonderful enthusiasm. How do you do it?
I do. I enjoy it, and it's my job. And that's what, you know, as long as you're working, you do it to the best of your ability. That's the way my parents brought me up. You get out there and you do your best. You know what I mean? Second's no good. Go out there and at least try your best. You know, you can put your head on your arm and sleep at night time and say to your sponsors, I'm sorry, but I did try my best. I prepared right. I did everything properly. I got beat.
And what's it like on the stage? There's millions watching on television. You've got thousands in the stadium watching.
Yeah, it's electrifying. Trust me. I mean, you don't think about the audience on TV. You do think about your family watching it at home. If your grandkids are not there thinking, you know, you can hear them in your head thinking, come on, granddad, or whatever, because they tell you what they shout. So them are the ones you think about when you're on TV. But the audience themselves, they're the ones what they bring you through sometimes.
Do they give you a boost? Because you are a huge favourite.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. You get a hostile crowd, it's difficult.
And finally, Phil, how confident are you in clinching a 17th William Hill World Darts title?
All right, I mean, I say this every year. You're never going to say I'm not confident. But at this time, I've got time to prepare. I've got time to rest, time to get me sleep in, time to do everything right, you know what I mean? Time to spend with my family, and I've not really around the country. I mean, the last few years I've been up and down here, there and everywhere, but this time, phone's going off, house phone's being switched off, and I'm going to get practising and do everything right. And it's the first time I've done it for years.
So there you go, interesting thoughts from Phil Taylor, and saying it's the first time he's fully prepared for this tournament in years, which could be ominous for some of the other players. He's 2-1. At the top of the market for this year's William Hill World Darts Championship. Second in is the reigning champion, Michael Van Gerwen. And once again, he's in the company of Dave Luddy.
Mike, last year at the age of 24, you were the youngest winner of the world title. How different will it be going into this year's event as the defending champion?
They always say the first year is the most difficult. The first time is the most difficult to win it. And I hope so. Now the first one was fantastic, of course, but I need to forget that because the next one is on the calendar and you need to perform well there because it's the most important one of the year.
Will you feel any different going up on the stage first match?
No, not really like that way, but I really want to win really badly, but I'm really looking forward to who I'm going to play and we'll see what's happening.
So who are your biggest rivals in this William Hill World Darts Championship?
Yeah, that's not a difficult question to answer. That's Phil Taylor, of course. And outside there, you also got a couple of other players like Gary Anderson, James Wade, Adrian Lewis. For the rest, they all can play well. And you got like a young, talented player, Michael Smith, who can do really well in the tournament. You don't know, because the level is raising so much and the standards are so high at the moment, you can't afford any mistakes.
And it's getting tougher and tougher, isn't it? I mean, it's not just one or two rivals, it's everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody, and you just want to do well in every tournament, but you need to beat it first, all of them, and that's not that easy. But the PDC is doing a great job. The prize money is raising every time. We're playing more international darts now. We are in Australia, Dubai, we've been in Singapore. Germany is very big, so that's good for darts.
Now, you've been in terrific form this year. I've added them up. 11 titles, including the Grand Prix. How have you maintained over a long period, many months, such a high standard?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a fantastic performance, isn't it? I think I won with Phil this year the most titles, and that's a good thing to have, isn't it? They're glad to be in that position, and I hope I can for the next 10 years.
Do you think that your rivals fear you?
Yeah, of course. I used to walk in the venue and fear other players, but the ways are turned around, and people fear me because I'm the number one, I'm the world champion, and things have changed a bit, but that's one of them things. It's not the worst thing what can happen, isn't it?
And how vulnerable are you and all the other top players in the very first match over a shorter format?
Yeah, sure format. I think it's quite long format in the first round, best of five sets. You can afford a mistake, but you need to be sharp from the beginning. It doesn't matter where you play, they all can play. Otherwise, they wouldn't qualify for this World Championships.
And how do you prepare for such a big tournament like this, the number one tournament?
Yeah, for this tournament, you need to practice every day and make sure you're ready for your first game, because this is the world. And what I said earlier, you can't afford any mistakes. You need to throw well every time, and you need to beat them, and you need to, you know, the ones, you need to rip them hats off. Simple. That's how I say, always say to myself.
Mike, I have to ask you, do you have any sort of rituals going in your preparation or when you go on the stage?
I always got the same rituals before. I go so many hours before to the venue. I eat so many times before my game, and I always do things like that. But for the rest, I just want to play well on the main stage. It doesn't count what you do before, it's what she shows on the main stage. And I need to make sure I'm fit and focused for my first game, and from there I can build on for the next one.
72 players from 24 countries in this William Hill World Championship. Why is darts so popular in the UK? And as you said, it's right around the world now.
Yeah, everything has to do with television. Television is the main part in this. Everything is shown live in England, Australia, Germany, Holland, and God knows where else. Like the World Cup is on television. Everyone's taking out the football and go and play football outside. That's how it works.
And what skills have you got that has really boosted you right to the top of the tree now for a year, at least?
Yeah, and I will stay there till minimum after the Worlds, and that's a good position to be in. Even if I lose first round, I still stay number one of the world.
But what are the skills you've got? What is it that you've got that beats everyone?
My skills is I got a lot of passion for the game. I'm a winner. I don't make a lot of mistakes, and even if I play 85% of my game, I still can win a tournament, because I want to win so hard or so badly, and that's a great advantage for me.
And on that stage, what's it like playing not only in front of 6,000 fans at the Alexandra Palace, but in front of millions of TV viewers?
Yeah, that's a good thing, but I don't feel the pressure of them, is it? They're just watching at home, so I'm really happy I didn't see them. If they all was in that one venue, we'll be too busy, isn't it?
Does it sort of, do you just forget it and just look at that board?
Yeah, you need to forget it and you need to get on. And I'm more nervous in a venue with 20 people than in a venue with 5,000 people.
And how confident are you of winning the William Hill World Darts Championship for a second successive year?
Very confident.
Very confident sounding Michael van Gerwen there. Then he's 11-4 to retain his title, the youngest ever world champion, of course. And we'll see how he gets on throughout the next few weeks. But next in the betting is Gary Anderson, who's 13-2, third favourite for this year's competition, and has been playing very well this year. So let's see how Gary Anderson thinks he'll get on at the Ali Pali.
Yeah, I mean, the standard of the players now are just getting so much better. You know, it's before you could maybe look at a draw and say, I fancy I'm going to win this first game, guaranteed. Nowadays, it's not like that at all. You know, you don't know if you've got one of your players, UK players, or one of the Philippines, Australian qualifiers, Japan. You know, you don't know who you're going to get. And trust me, they can all play the game.
I mean, we've got 72 players from 24 different countries at this William Hill World Championship. You're representing Scotland, obviously. What would it mean to you to be the first Scottish world champion for years?
It's been a while, isn't it? Yeah. Not like a snooker, but that's our aim, you know. And especially to, like I say, it's not just me, it's Robert and Peter. They'll be having a go at it as well, you know. So it would be nice, you know. Especially I'm getting a bit old now, and it'd definitely, time's running out to get my name on that trophy. So I've got to do it, hopefully in the next few years.
Coming into this tournament, you've been in electric form all the way through the year, winning tournaments on a regular basis. Do you feel that you can bring that on to the World Championship stage at Alexandra Palace?
I hope so. You know, the last month or two I've been feeling really tired, you know, because it has been a really busy year for me, and I've been absolutely shattered. But hopefully get a good couple of weeks rest before I put my feet up and get onto the practice board and chill out for a bit and try to get my energy back up.
It's a long old tournament, isn't it? It's different demands on a dart player from, say, some of the other major tournaments which are done in a week or a weekend. You've got to be able to keep doing it over a number of appearances spread over 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, one of the hardest bits, winning your first game, which is hard enough, but if you're through to your next game, you can have up to 7, 8, 9 days break, you know, and then when you're turning up to play that second game, it's like the first game. It is hard. It's all right having a couple of days break, but when you talk about a week and more, it's just like starting again from fresh, and that's what makes it hard.
We've already mentioned your excellent form this year. Do you feel you're playing as well as you ever have been? You're obviously a former finalist at the William Hill World Championship.
No, I'm still firing about 90%. I think I still need to up it by, well, a good 10%. You know, once I get up to scoring heavy, sometimes my scoring's great, finishing's great. You know, other days my scoring's not so good, but my finishing's good, and vice versa. So I need just to get it all wrapped up into one package.
Who do you consider to be your main challenges for this William Hill World Championship, Gary?
Probably everyone you play against nowadays. You know, you have got your Phils, your Van Gerwens, Barnevolds, Wades. You know, the list is as long as your arm. But like I say, nowadays, Phil's been getting beat a few times. And what I can remember getting beat, Van Gerwen's going to probably be favourite. Eddie Lewis, countless of numbers, you know. Hardest player I've got to worry about is myself. If the right one turns up, I'll be fine. If the wrong one turns up, it's going to be a battle.
It's one of these things now, in the major tournaments, when you've got so many of the players that you've just mentioned, who a lot of them are in form at the minute, you can go and beat one of them and then the other one will knock you out. You've got to put together not one big win, but two and probably three if you're going to go all the way and be world champion.
Yeah, when you come down to the last eight, you know, that's when you're probably looking at, you've got the best of the best. To become world champion means you've beat the best in the world. At some stage, you're going to have to play one of the top players and take him out. Like I say, it's every dog's got his day.
You're a former Premier League champion, Gary. What would be in the William Hill World Champion mean to you? How would that compare?
It may less be the icing on the cake, you know, because PDC floor tournaments, I've got my fair share, you know. I don't know if I'm second or third, the most wins on the Pro Tour, which is no bad because I've only been here 5 years. It would be the icing on the cake.
Do you feel you've got something to prove, Gary? You're so prolific at winning tournaments and beating everybody, and yet there's those big question marks next to the biggest tournament of all, the World Championship.
It is, you know, and I've always been a floor tournament, you know, I don't like being in the public eye, you know, I don't like being in front of big crowds, you know, it's took me a long time to get used to it, and I'm still getting used to it, but prove to anybody else, no, never. I do this because I do it. I'm not here to put a smile on somebody else's face.
Well, rather mean and determined sounding Gary Anderson there, then he's doing it for himself and not for anybody else, and he's 13-2 to go all the way this time. Next in, we have Adrian Lewis, who's 12-1 in the market, two-time world champion, of course, and let's hear what he said when Dave Luddy caught up with him.
There are a number of big names coming into form at this William Hill World Championship. Who do you consider to be your biggest contenders?
You've got the usual suspects, really. You know, Mike, Phil, I think Gary, obviously in top form as well. James Way won the Masters not so long ago, so you've got to look at him. I think it'll be out of us. I do.
Do you think that it's going to be the usual suspects in the latter stages of this tournament? Because we have seen surprises at the tournament before.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone remembers Kirk Shepherd. But,
But
Michael Van Gerwen is a teenager, nearly knocked Phil out in the first round.
Yeah.
It is dangerous in the early stages of the tournament.
Of course it is. Like I say, but we're all professional. We're all, you know, we'll all get on the process board and make sure we're bang on.
How do you prepare? I mean, you know what it takes to win this.
Well, I've just started this last two or three weeks. I've been up there sometimes 7 hours a day and just making sure I'm right. I know myself then, so I don't get lazy then. When I'm practicing and putting the work in and I turn up at the tournaments, I think I put a lot more work in than you lot. And that's what kicks me on.
Now, you have started working again with Keith Deller, who was a big part of you winning your first two world titles. How has that changed what you do, how you approach things?
I just think with Keith, I mean, like I say, I won two world titles out of three. I mean, he was only missing that 60 against Mike. Obviously cost me probably maybe a third. But yeah, I think with Keith, he always gets me mad. He's always all the tournaments anyway. You'll see if I'm, you know, messing about in the practice room or whatever. You've got to be sharp all the time.
You've got 24 countries represented at this William Hill World Championship. It is a genuine world title. If you win this, you can say, look, I'm maybe not the best in the world, but world champion.
Yeah, yeah, like you say, it's the biggest one. There's no other bigger one in the world. If anybody tells you different, they're lying. And like you say, if you can't get yourself up for that, I'm ready for that. It isn't worth playing darts.
Ali Pali, very special.
Yeah.
What's it like playing there on a in a packed house? It's pretty much sold out already anyway.
Love it. I love the atmosphere. I think it's a big stage as well. It's fantastic. I really do enjoy it.
Okay, and the final player we can hear from is Peter Wright. Reached the final of this competition last year, the World Championship runner-up. Hasn't had the best of years, but let's see if he feels he can go one better this time around.
I'm not quite as on form as I was last year, but I'm putting a lot of work in. So I should be ready by then, ready to do one, a bigger step, and actually win it this time.
You were, for many people, a surprise finalist last year. Going into this William Hill World Championship, you're going to be right up there with the people expected to go a long way. Does that make it feel any different to you now, this time?
Yeah, obviously it does. I'm ranked number four at the moment. I'll start playing like number four in the world instead of mediocre, like I have done most of the year. I won a floor tournament, a European tournament, but I wanted to do more. It gives me a chance for 2 years' time where I didn't pick up money to compensate and keep myself up on the rankings. But as I said, my form's it is coming back slowly. I'm getting up at last week, for instance, practicing, ready for it. I'm up at 7:30 in the morning. I'm on the board, not even having breakfast, having a cup of tea, through till 12, have a bit of brunch, have an hour's rest, back on the board again till about 4 o'clock, cook the kids' tea, and back on the board again through till 10 o'clock at night. All dart players know the form doesn't come out straight away. All your hours you put in, that'd be just in time ready for the World Championships.
72 players from 24 different countries at this William Hill World Championship. You're obviously representing Scotland yourself. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you to go up there to represent your country and you know, potentially be a Scottish World Champion?
Of course I want to do that. Jockey done it, so why can't I? I want to be the next one to win it. Not Gary, not Robert, not Hendo. I want to win it first before them. I'd love to win it, and I know what it takes to win it after being in the final last year.
As number four in the world, as you have been for most of the year, you know what it takes to beat all the top guys. Fail a couple of times this year at least. You're not scared of anyone. Is that different from how it was, say, perhaps 2 years ago, where you know, you're going up against the real big, big names? Do you feel different now?
Yeah, of course you do. When I was first started watching on TV, watching Phil in a final, winning this, winning that, Michael coming through and James Wade, Whitlock playing fantastic darts, and you think, can you live with these guys? And yeah, I believe I can now.
You've become a real fan favourite. Everywhere you go, the walk on, the look, the hair, the outfits, the crowd really get behind you. We've seen some of your antics on stage as well. Sometimes you'll take a bit of a pause before throwing your dart and you'll get the crowd cheering. Do you think that you are harnessing that support to make you a better dart player?
I feed off it. Sometimes I'm up there, shall I step back? Because those crowds are there to support you, and why not get them involved? Why can't you just turn around and go, come on then, louder, and then go and do it and then try and get your winning double? They're wrapped, you know, it's just like when you hit a nine darter. It's the same sort of feeling. They will go mad for it.
Alexandra Palace, the William Hill World Championships. I mean, it's an iconic venue. Big crowds. You've played in front of bigger, obviously, with the Premier League, for example. But what's it like playing Ali Pali with nearly 3,000 people there in a big match? Those times when the crowd really are hanging on every dart.
All the hairs on the back of your neck and your arms do all stand up. You just get this buzz. It's immense when they're all singing your name, chanting. It's just something special. Even talking about now. Goose pimples everywhere. But that's why I can't wait to get back. 2,000 to 3,000 people are there. They're there to enjoy themselves, to dress up, and the noise and the crowd, what they make, all that noise is unreal. It's more like 10,000 people when they're all going. It's fantastic.
Just finally, you obviously made the final last year. What would it mean to you to go one better and be Peter Wright world champion?
Should have done it last year. All my dark dreams come true. To be world champion, what, just watching it on TV as a kid, watching everyone winning, Eric Bristow, you know, Jockey and Lowy and all them guys. Now I'm doing exactly the same thing and I've got a chance to win it. But you know, you've got to just have 2 good weeks in your life of playing good darts, and why can't you pick it up?
That's the difference, just 2 weeks of playing good darts between being just Peter Wright and Peter Wright William Hill world champion.
Exactly. You know, sounds good, doesn't it? William Hill, world champion.
Peter Wright, currently 40-1 in the betting. We are best price on all of these players for the William Hill at World Darts Championship, and it all kicks off on Thursday evening. The Ali Pali will be brimming with the usual boisterous atmosphere that we expect around Christmas time, and we'll find out who's crowned the world champion this year. We'll be doing this podcast again every day throughout the competition as well, so do tune in, audioboom.com, and click on the William Hill Darts page to find it there. It's also on news.williamhill.com, and for all the betting, go to williamhill.com and click on the darts pages. We have markets, plenty of markets. We've got the outright competition. We've got betting on all of the matches and plenty of other things as well. You can bet in the winning quarter, the winning half, the winning nationality, the big two against Phil, if you fancy both Michael Van Gerwen and Phil Taylor on your side against the rest of the players, and a whole host of markets on there. So do have a look through all of those. And we've also got full coverage of the William Hill World Darts Championship on in-play radio on a daily basis. We'll be staying live until midnight to bring you full coverage from the Ali Pali, and we'll also be getting updates throughout the evening as well from the venue. So plenty to come. We've got it all covered here at William Hill on what is the biggest tournament of them all in the world of darts.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.